I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. California's water woes made international headlines yesterday after Governor Jerry Brown ordered unprecedented water restrictions for cities and towns in the state. He had to because California is staring at a fourth summer in a row of severe drought, and available water resources are at their lowest in decades. It's a dramatic problem and one that affects a number of places around the world. Keith Schneider is senior editor and chief correspondent for Circle of Blue. That's a news organization that covers the global water crisis. How would you classify, Keith, the drought in California, just in terms of scale?
It's the most important ecological emergency in the United States since the Dust Bowl.
California, we know, has a huge economy. It's actually bigger than Russia's and slightly behind Brazil's. And, of course, California's a state, not a nation. If you look around the globe, is there a drought, current or past, that compares in scale to what California's facing?
Yes, in Australia, ending in around 2012, it was the end of a 12-year drought that crippled their major food production area in the Murray-Darling Basin. It took out the largest rice production sector in the southern hemisphere, which contributed to rising global food prices, which contributed to the Arab Spring in 2010.
Wait, hang on, let me just stop you right there. So the global food prices, because of the drought in Australia, you believe contributed to the uprisings across the Mideast?
Yes, because it contributed to rising food prices. And rising food prices was the trigger point in Egypt for the Arab Spring in 2010.
What did Australians do to respond to that drought?
Australia responded in two ways. First was important policy changes. Until the drought, the federal government in Australia managed water supply, and the states were kind of secondary. The government changed its policy to make the states primary in how it's managed its water. And the states, along with some private developers and private water irrigation companies, basically rebuilt the irrigation system in the Murray-Darling Basin, hardening the canals so that they wouldn't leak, putting in digital gates to provide for water supply, and also changed its agricultural practices, changed cropping patterns, changed irrigation patterns.
Do any of those solutions exist in California?
Well, it just started doing those things. And what California has to do is to figure out, A, measures of conservation. Yesterday, Governor Jerry Brown announced the first mandatory water restrictions in the state's history. It's been a state a long time, and it's had droughts, and never before did it have to issue mandatory restrictions. So one is conservation, the other is water storage. So it has to begin to think about how to improve its ability to store water. Three is how to use existing supplies. So there's not enough water recycling in California. Orange County, for instance, several years ago finished a modern state-of-the-art water recycling plant in which it takes wastewater, cleans it up, and then it re-injects it into the groundwater in order for the Orange County to produce water, drinkable water from its groundwater. And that plant also supplies most of its energy from the natural gas, methane produced from the solids that the plant produces. And it's a state-of-the-art plant. And in Orange County, it took 8 years, 10 years for the county officials to convince the public to build that plant. The opposition said, one, we're not going to drink toilet water, and two, it costs too much. Today, that plant is seen as a lifesaver, and other communities along the Pacific Coast are, you know, considering how to build wastewater treatment systems to recycle their wastewater. So there's a lot of stuff that can be done and is being done. The question is the speed of it.
Sao Paulo is in the news, as you know, as a megacity with a chronic water shortage. What is Brazil doing to conserve water?
Right now, people in Sao Paulo, which is in the Amazon basin, which is typically a water-rich region, are suffering the worst drought they've ever had. The issue there is different. One, sudden moisture deficit, and two, not enough water storage. There isn't enough reservoir capacity to serve a city that's twice as big as it was 12 years ago. I mean, Sao Paulo is almost 20 million people. And there isn't a lot of stuff that they can do fast there.
Mm.
More storage, more capacity takes years to develop. Both of these places, Sao Paulo and California, are in very new territory from a political standpoint, and it's also an engineering issue. I mean, how do you move water? Where do you get water? So we are witnessing in California a whole new measure of responses, the likes of which we've not really dealt with in the United States previously.
Keith Schneider, who reports on water for Circle of Blue, that's a news organization that covers the global water crisis. Keith, thanks very much.
Thank you.